Section 3. More integrated listening and writing. Listen to the lecture and answer the questions.
We've been discussing how humans are really just another primate. People and chimpanzees share more than 98% of their DNA. Humans and gorillas, a little less. However, let's not overstate our kinship with chimpanzees. Our DNA may be very similar, but we don't look or act like apes. We've got larger, smarter brains, brains that produce language, the arts, and much more complex social relations. The genetic differences may be small in number, but they're clearly dramatic in their effects. So what were the evolutionary changes in our genes that made us human? No one had any idea about the answer to that question until pretty recently, but some important work has been done in this area over the last few years. One reason for the greater interest in this question is that we didn't have the technology to look into it until pretty recently. And another related reason is the prospect for developing new gene therapies. We know that other primates generally don't get some diseases that humans get, diseases including cancer and Alzheimer's disease. So obviously, it would be great to understand the genetic basis for these differences, since it might be useful in developing gene therapy treatments. Anyway, how do scientists try to determine what makes us different from our closest relatives? One way is to focus on the genes that have been changed by natural selection in humans fairly recently. That is, after we split off from chimpanzees about 6 million years ago. One group of researchers has found evidence that natural selection has led to dramatic changes in a gene called microcephalin and in a gene called ASPM. Both microcephalin and ASPM are involved in controlling brain size during development in humans. Many of the changes in them happen in the later stages of our primate history, during our evolution from great ape to human. This kind of research is still in its early stages, but it does give us a hint, at least, of how humans get so smart. In brief, it suggests that genes controlling brain size during development may be especially important to the evolution of the unique human brain. Other researchers are following another path. There's long been a theory that it's not necessarily the DNA sequences themselves that distinguish humans from other primates, but rather differences in the activity level of certain genes. Now I have to get sidetracked a little. Let me explain this. The activity level of a gene is also called gene expression, and it refers to how a gene's information is translated into actual structures in the cell, particularly proteins. Genes produce proteins, right? So differences in gene expression mean differences in the amount of proteins that are produced. Understood? Okay. Well, recent studies suggest that there is something to this theory of gene expression. Scientists looked at cells from the brains of humans, chimps, and monkeys, and they found 83 genes in those cells had higher expression in humans. And this allowed those genes to regulate the activity of brain cells. When they compared cells from other organs, like the heart and liver, they didn't find such big differences. So together with genes for bigger brain size, higher gene activity in the brain could help explain the more advanced mental abilities of humans.
Number 1. What is the topic of the lecture? Number 2. How is the information organized? Number 3. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
We've been discussing how humans are really just another primate. People and chimpanzees share more than 98% of their DNA. Humans and gorillas, a little less. However, let's not overstate our kinship with chimpanzees. Our DNA may be very similar, but we don't look or act like apes. We've got larger, smarter brains, brains that produce language, the arts, and highly complex social organization.
What is the professor's stance on the similarity between humans and chimpanzees? Number 4. According to the speaker, What is one reason why researchers' interest in the topic has increased lately? Number 5. Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
Other researchers are following another path. There's long been a theory that it's not necessarily the DNA sequence themselves that distinguish humans from other primates, but rather, differences in the activity level of certain genes. Now I have to get sidetracked a little. Let me explain this.
Why does the professor say this?
Now I have to get sidetracked a little.
Number 6. The genes microcephalin and ASPM. Number 7. According to the lecture, which of the following is not true about gene expression? Number 8. What can be inferred from the lecture?